I was with my wife at home, and early morning on Friday of the warning of the Falklands, we listened to the radio, and the news said, Argentina, our Argentine forces had invaded the Falklands, and we looked at each other and thought, oh, I wonder where the Falklands are. And then 10 minutes later on, I got a phone call from a guy called Paddy Ferguson saying, bring your kit in, we're off to war. And I thought, interesting. And it was quite strange, actually, because all the time that we were preparing over the weekend of going down there, nobody knew what was going on. So it was strange, actually. We were hearing all the things that were going on in the background, how the Argentines took South Georgia, then landed in somewhere else and captured the Royal Marines. And then we really realized where it was, in the South Atlantic. So, you know, it was strange, it was false, because it was so far away and we didn't know what was going on. We still wasn't sure what was happening, because as we were sailing down, we had a radio set called the 3RPRC 320, a Klansman radio set, which was HF. And we used to sit at the back of the ship with the aerial out, tuning into BBC World Service to find out what was going on, because there was no information passed around, or limited information passed around, of what was going on. So the only information or updates that we got was listening to the World Services. It was more like a holiday than anything else. And then when we got to the Ascension Island, I think that was the wake-up call, because there was lots and lots of ships there. I've never seen so many British ships in one area. And there was Canberra there, came later on. There was all the Fearless, all the landing ships. And then what we were doing, I was going at Gazelle helicopter in the mornings, and we would do, get the troops off the ships, and then they would do raids to the beach to practice their beach landings. I suppose then it really came home to us to say, you know, we're actually going to war.